Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of the Chiyuv Misa of Erotzeach. We saw the Ramban in his Hosafos to the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Essay Yud Gimel, who writes that there is a mitzvah that the Goel Hadam should kill the Rotzeach, and the Rambam omitted this mitzvah. And we explain why the Rambam omitted this mitzvah, because it is a prat, it is a detail of the general mitzvah that the Beis Din has to kill the Rotzeach. So this Goel Hadam killing the Rotzeach, that's a prat in the Chiyuv on the Beis Din, and the Rambam doesn't count Pratim in his Taryag. And then we saw that according to the Ramban, the Goel Hadam is a mitzvah esei bifnei atzma, because the Ramban emphasizes Sheyirdof Goal Hadam Vien Komunik Maso, Sheyirtzach Oso Goal Hadam. So it's defined as Ritzicha, even though he was already Mischayev and a Beis Din. So what type of Ritzicha do we have over here? So according to the Ramban, we see from here that there's another Din in a Rotzeach, that besides his Chiyuv Misa, Keshar Chayevim Misa's Beis Din, there's also a Din Nekama. The Yinkom Nekma, so the Zina on Nekama, Al Harigas HaNirtzach. And this Nekama comes from the Nirtzach, that the Goel Hadam does it. And therefore it's defined as Ritzicha, because the Ramban defines it as Ritzicha, because we're not talking about the Chiyuv Mises Beis Din, but rather on the Din Ritzicha Kinekama Al HaNirtzach. And therefore the Ramban emphasizes this. So it's not a prat in the Chiyuv Misa of the Rotzeach, in his Chiyuv Misa's Beis Din, but rather it's an additional Chiyuv that has nothing to do with his Chiyuv Misa's Beis Din, and he's not a Shliach Beis Din. And therefore the Ramban writes that it's a mitzvah esei bifnei atzma, that its Kiyum is the Rotzeach HaChayav Misa's Beis Din. And it's not like other Misos Beis Din. So even though the Ramban says that the Beis Din is the one who kills him, and the Goel Hadam just brings him to the Beis Din, or if the Beis Din can kill him, then he kills him himself. Not like the Rambam, that the Goel Hadam is the one who kills him, l'chatchila. Because according to the Ramban, the Kiyum Nekama, when he's brought to the Beis Din, is done, carried out, by the Beis Din, but it's the Goel Hadam who facilitates it. So you have the Din of the Beis Din to carry out the Misa, but then you have the Nekama, which is really the Din on the Goel Hadam. Just the Beis Din is the one who does it, but it's really the Goel Hadam who's responsible for this Nekama. So he holds that, the Ramban holds that it's two different mitzvahs. According to the Rambam, it's one mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is Chiyuv Mises Beis Din. Who carries out this Chiyuv Mises Beis Din? Sometimes who carries out this Chiyuv Mises Beis Din? The Goel Hadam. But the Goel Hadam is just acting as the Shliach of the Beis Din. But it's really a prat in the general din that Beis Din is Mechayiv Misa. But according to the Ramban, no, they're two separate things. There's the general din that Beis Din carries out the Misa, but here it's a completely separate din of the Nekama of the Nirtzach, which is then facilitated or carried out by the Goel Hadam. But according to the Rambam, it's all under the rubric of Chiyuv Mises Beis Din. That's in a nutshell what we learned last time. And then we saw the Sifri. The Sifri brings that on one hand the pasuk says Lamed Hei Yotes and Bamidbar, the Gol Hadam Hu Yamas Sarotzeach, and then it says Nachum on pasuk Chaf Aleph, Gol Hadam Yamas Sarotzeach, and the Sifri says, why do you need to tell us twice the Gol Hadam does it? And the answer is, the first pasuk is telling you the Gol Hadam does it, and the second pasuk is telling you that if there's no Gol Hadam, we kill him anyway. Gol Hadam Mikol Makom. And we asked, wait a second, time out, coach. How do you learn from Gol Hadam that if there's no Gol Hadam, we kill him no matter what? Fakirat, learn from Gol Hadam that only the Gol Hadam can do it. So we explained that Pasuk Yates is talking about the Din Hariga that's Miyuchad L'Gol Hadam. It's Ad Nekama. Hu Yamis Isarotzeach, Dafka Hu. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it doesn't say Hu Yamisen, which is Gol Hadam Yamis Haratzeach. We see here that there's a Mises Rotzeach when the Rotzeach dies. There's also Amdin Mises Beisdin, that the Gol Hadam is going to carry out the Mises Beisdin. So you see that there's a mitzvah mitzad Gol Hadam, and you see there's a mitzvah mitzad Beisdin. And the nafkamina will be linyan yad eidim tia bo barishon, and normally mechuyve mises beis din, it's yad eidim. And here, no, it's the Gol Hadam who does it. So pasuk yates, the Gol Hadam is killing a mitzad the chi of Gol Hadam. In pasuk chaf aleph, the Gol Hadam killing him mitzad mises beisdin. Besides the din of the Gol Hadam and Yotes, there's also din mises beisdin. If the Gol Hadam can't do it, then he's doing it mitzad mises beisdin. But what do you need this for? If he already has to kill him mitzad mises nekama, mitzad Gol Hadam that we see in Yepasuk Yotes, what do we learn further in Pasuk Chaf Aleph that it's mitzad mises beisdin? So the answer is that the pasuk is teaching us that there's an additional chiyuv. There's the pasuk yetes chiyuv of who dafka he the Gol Hadam mitzad the Gol Hadam, the mitzvah of the Gol Hadam to take nekama. And then there's the chiddush of pasuk chaf aleph that when the Gol Hadam does it, he's doing it mitzad mises beisdin. Then it's shver. What's the nafkamina? Anyway, you need the Gol Hadam. So what's the nafkamina lemaisa? The answer is, the nafkamina lemaisa is that since the Gol Hadam of Pasuk Chaf Aleph is only carrying out the Mises Beis Din, if there's no Gol Hadam, then we kill him without the Gol Hadam. And that's exactly what the Sifri says. That how do you know that if there's no Gol Hadam, we kill him anyway? Gol Hadam mikol makom. Meaning that it says, but Gol Hadam. Gol Hadam means mitzad Mises Beis Din. But if there's no Gol Hadam, then we kill him no matter what? So in Pasuk Yates, he's the shliach of the Beis Din. That's Shitas HaRambam. Yes, there's a mitzvah of Gol Hadam, but that mitzvah of Gol Hadam is an extension of the Beis Din. The Gol Hadam takes his nekama al shliach Beis Din. And if the Gol Hadam can't do it, then just the Beis Din does it without the Gol Hadam, because he still has a chi of Mises Beis Din. So it emerges then that it's muchach midivrei asifri that there's no din of ma'amidim lo Gol Hadam k'shen lo Gol Hadam. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Braisa says that if there's no Gol Hadam, then we make a Gol Hadam, we make an artificial Gol Hadam, not a relative, we just appoint anybody. The Sifri doesn't hold that way. Because if the Sifri held that way, then even after Pasuk Chaf Aleph, there'd be no nafkamina. Because there's always going to be a Gaol Adam, either the real Gaol Adam or the Gaol Adam we appoint. But this seems to be against the Brice in Sanhedrin, Memehamed Beis. There the Brice says that it's a mitzvah of a Gaol Adam, and if there's no Gaol Adam, Beis Din Ma'amidim lo Gaol, Shenamar B'Pogo Bo, Mikol Mokol. So the Beis Din appoints a Gaol, so there's always going to be a Gaol Adam. So how does that stem with the Sifri? The Sifri says, no, if there's no Gaol Adam, you kill him without a Gaol Adam. The Brisa says that you kill him with the Gaol, that if there's no Gaol Adam, we appoint a different Gaol Adam, even if he's not a relative. Not only that, the Sifri learns that the Gaol Adam can kill him, that we have an extra word, Gaol Adam, it says Gaol Adam twice. So from that second Gaol Adam, what do we learn? We learn that if there's no Gaol Adam, anybody kills him. And the Brisa learns that if there's no Gaol Adam from Bepagobo, that we appoint a Gaol Adam. So we have different limudim about what to do if there's no Gaol Adam. So how does that shtim? And also you have to understand the Brisa learn that it's a mitzvah of a Gaol Adam from the pasuk of a Gaol Adam, Yom Yisis HaRotzeach. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Why don't we bring it from the earlier Pasuk, from Pasuk Yates? The Brisa, why does the Brisa learn mitzvah b'Goel Adam when the Pasuk of Goel Adam Yom Yisar Rotzeach, Pasuk Chaf Aleph? Brisa should have brought from Pasuk Yates. Goel Adam hu Yom Yisar Rotzeach. And that's taka how it's brought in the Rambam. Perak Aleph Meirotzeach Halacha Beis, which is the Makor Mitzvah Yad Gaol Adam, he brings from Pasuk Yates, which makes a lot more sense. Why doesn't the Brisa say that? Mitzat Sheni, the Rambam omits the din of Beis Din Ma'amidim Lo Gaol Adam. Why does the Rambam omit this, that Beis Din is Ma'amid Gaol Adam? The Sefer Dina Dechai is omit on this in Esen Ein Hei, Tshuvas Chavis Yair, Simen Kuf Mem Vav, Rechum Fushal Perla, Sefer Eben Ezel Veod. So we have to understand what's going on over here. So based on what we said, it would appear as follows, that the Brisa that said mitzvah biyad goel adam doesn't mean that there is a chiyuv misis nekama al yedei goel adam. Because that we see in Pasuk Yates. And the Rambam, he brings this as the makor of the mitzvah. So, when the Brisa says mitzvah biyad goel adam, what does the Brisa mean? But the Brisa means what the Sifri says. That in Pasuk Chaf Aleph we see that the chiyuv mises beis din should be by the goel adam, and the chiddush of Pasuk Chaf Aleph is that a rotzeach has a chiyuv mises beis din besides the mises nekama that he has through the goel adam. So in the Sifri, we see that the Makor, that's what the Pasuk is talking about, is from the fact that the Pasuk doubled it up. It said Goel Adam twice. So the second Goel Adam is telling us Alts Mises Beis Din. And the Brisa learns it from Bepagobo. But either way, the Goel Adam is going to be carrying out the Chiyuv Mises Beis Din. There's a Chiyuv Mitzad the Goel Adam, and then there's a Chiyuv Mitzad Mises Beis Din that the Goel Adam is carrying out. And when the Brisa says that we're Mamid a Goel Adam, it's talking like Abba the Din Goel Adam al shliach Beis Din. Meaning that in Pasuk Yates we have a Goel Hadam who is carrying out the Din of Goel Hadam, and he's also a Shliach Beis Din. This Goel Hadam is an extension of the Beis Din. Because the Goel Adam is also carrying out Mises Beis Din. And when it says, and if there's no Goel Adam, Amidim lo Goel Adam, it means that we're forgoing the Din of Goel Adam. And then, we kill him without the Goel Adam. Now, it's not the Beis Din. Anyway, the Beis Din is always going to use a Shliach. Because the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Gimel Hilchos Sanhedrin, that the Beis Din isn't there but Makom Hariga. So when it says that Ma'amidim lo Goel Adam Acher in the Braisa, it just says we have another Shliach who's not going to be the Goel Adam. And that's exactly what the Sifri says. But the Sifri tells us that we kill him without a Goel Adam. So when he uses a Goel Adam, it's not talking about strictly speaking a Goel Adam. It just means that we have another representative of the Beis Din, another Shliach. But not Al-Din Goel Adam, because there is no Goel Adam. So how do you make an artificial fake Goel Adam who's not really a relative? The answer is Ma'amidim lo Goel Adam means we just have another Shliach to kill him. Purely Mitzad Mises Beis Din. So really the Braisa and the Sifri Shtim. We just have different ways of learning it. But at the end of the day, Pasuk Yotes is telling us the Goel Adam is a Shliach of Beis Din, and he's killing them both because there's a mitzvah of Nekama and Mitzad Mises Beis Din. And then Pasuk Chaf Aleph is telling us that if there's no Mises Beis Din, that if there's no Goel Adam, then somebody else does it. Kill him anyway. Beis Din appoints a different Shliach. Rechon Fischer Perel on Parashat Zayin on the Smag, on the Rasag, brings from the Psik to Zutras on Parashat Maseh, like the Drush of the Brights of Befa Gobo, but it doesn't say Shema Midim Lo Goel Adam. It just says we kill him by anybody, and that's like we explain that anybody can be the Shliach Beis Din, and that's the din of the Brights, and that's the din of the Sifri. Lashem Rabbeinu Chananel on Sanhedrin. So he's really not the Goel Adam. It's matim to what we're saying. It's not that he's the Goel Adam. Ela bo bimkom aliyo shliach beizin. He's in place of the Goel Adam to be the shliach beizin. We mean ma'amidim lo Goel Adam. Ma'amidim shliach shel Goel Adam. Instead of the Goel Adam, we appoint this person to carry out the Mises beizin. In the Rechon Fischer Perla, he asks on the Pashas of the Brais that Bezin Ma'amidim Lo Goel Adam, how do they get that from Befagobo? Maybe it's only a Rishus. They don't have to. Or maybe anybody could do it himself without the Bezin. So he brings from the Yad Ramah, asks this in Sanhedrin, and he answers that it's Misvara. Kedei lekayim mitzvos Goel Adam. So in other words, it's to take care of what the Goel Adam didn't do. It doesn't say in this pasuk that we have a chiyuv hamadas Goel Adam, just that somebody else is supposed to kill him. We have a different shliach Beis Din. Is actually hechreach of what we're saying from the sugya. In the sugya, we want to know in Sanhedrin, Mem Hamud Beis, we want to know there in the Gemara, do you have to carry it out exactly as the pasuk says? If you can't carry out the misa, as the pasuk says, you still carry out the misa. So, we bring the pasuk of Mos Yumas, and for Mos Yumas, you learn you kill him no matter what. Even if Nikta Yada Eidim says Yada Eidim Tia Bober Rishon Ala Miso, it's the Eidim who usually carries out the Miso, except by Ritzach. So if his hand is cut off, kill him anyway, Mos Yumas. You see, you don't need Krakid Echsiv. Then where it says, no, normally you need Krakid Echsiv. You need it as the Pasuk is written. But here it's different, it says Mos Yumas. And then the Gemara says that we have Rotzeach and Goel Adam that are based Ksuv Mabon Kechod Vein Malamdin. You have on one end the din of Rotzeach, that from Rotzeach you see you don't need to do it exactly as it says, because the Mara says V'ligmar Mineh, why don't we learn from the din of Rotzeach who ran away, that we're memis him v'chol misa lav dafka b'sayif, and therefore you also don't need Yad Eidim. The Gemara says no, because you have Yotzech and Goel Adam that are Shnei Ksum HaBoim Kech, Chol Shnei Ksum HaBoim Kech Arim Melamdim. What's the din of Goel Adam? So it says that the Goel Adam will kill the Rotzech. Mitzvah b'Goel Adam. And how do we know if there's no Goel Adam that the Beis Din is Ma'amid Goel Adam? Shneamar b'Fogo Bo Mikol Mokom. Even if there's no Goel Adam, so you don't need Krakid Echsiv. So you have two examples, both by we can't learn from Rotzeach because you have Shnei Ksum HaBoim Kechad. You have Rotzeach telling you don't need Krakid Echsiv, because by the Rotzeach it says Mos Yumas, in any way you kill him, even if it's not exactly as the Pasuk says, even if it's not by the Eidim, even if it's not by Saif. You also have Goel Adam. At Goel Adam you don't need Krakid Echsiv. Why? How do you see that? Because if there's nobody, if the Goel Adam isn't around, then Ma'amidim Lo Goel Adam. We appoint a different Goel Adam. So it doesn't have to be Krakid Echsiv. So the Gemara actually makes no sense. Mamish makes no sense. How can you tell me that you don't need Krakid Echsiv because if there's no Goel Adam, you appoint another Goel Adam and he kills the person? That's Krakid Echsiv. That's exactly what the Pasuk says. That's the Goel Adam who's supposed to do it. So why does the Gemara say, No, you can't learn that you don't need Krakid Echsiv, they don't have to follow the Pasuk, follow exactly how the Pasuk says to do it? Because Rotzeach and Goel Adam are Shnei Ksum HaBoim Kechad. Because by Rotzeach you see Mos Yumas in any way, you don't have to do the Saif. And by Goel Adam, if there's no Goel Adam, then you kill him anyway, you just appoint another Goel Adam. No, appointing another Goel Adam is Krakid Echsiv! So the answer is, obviously, like we said, that this new Goel Adam that we're appointing isn't Krakid Echsiv. He's not a Goel Adam. That's exactly the point. He's just taking the place of the Goel Adam. But he's not a Goel Adam, strictly speaking. And therefore the Gemara says, oh, it's not Krakid Echsiv. He's not really the Goel Adam. He's just carrying out Mises Beis Din. And now we understand very well the Rambam in Perek Aleph Milchos Yetzeach Halacha Beis. Now the Gemara Baruch Hashem does make sense. It's not Krakid Echsiv because he's not really the Goel Adam. Ma'amidim lo Goel Adam means that you just have somebody else do it. in place of the Goel Adam. The Rambam, Paragal, Mechusech, Halacha Beis Rai, it's mitzviat Goel Adam, Shinemar Goel Adam, Huya Misaretzeach. The Goel Adam does it, and if the Goel Adam doesn't want or he can't, Beis Din does it. So the Rambam writes from the Pasuk Gites, Goel Adam, Huya Misaretzeach. He doesn't bring like the Braisa from Pasuk Chof Aleph. Because based on what we said, if there's a Goel Adam, there's a Mitzvah Sei Mamish from Pasuk Gites. And therefore, Legabe Maisa, the Rambam is telling us, Alach HaLamaisa, or Enoch HaZin Sefer Yad HaChazok. So you don't need to tell us that there's also this detail of the Chiyuv Mises of Misa Mitzad the Chiyuv Mises Beis Din. That's Pasuk Chof Aleph. That's just an idea that the Gemara and Sanhedrin is telling us, the Inyani Yuni, that tells us that even if there's no Goel Adam, we kill him anyway, Mitzad the Chiyuv Mises Beis Din. And that's what we learn from Pasuk Chof Aleph, that if there's no Goel Adam, then he's killed mitzad the chiyuv mises beis din. Goel Adam, it says in the Brayse, Yom Esarotzeach. Mitzvah b'goel Adam. Uminayin shimein lo goel Adam, shebebeis din ma'amidim lo goel. Shenemar b'fago bo. So this Brayse is telling us, because what is the Brayse quote? Goel Adam, Yom Esarotzeach. So that's Pasuk Chof Aleph. We asked why it doesn't bring from Pasuk Yates. The Rambam does bring from Pasuk Yates. So the answer is that it's bringing from Pasuk Chof Aleph to tell us that the Goel Adam is also carrying out the Chiyuv Mises Beis Din. Even when the Goel Adam does it, it's the Chiyuv Mises Beis Din as well. But Lamaisa, it's going to be the Goel Adam. So the Rambam is telling us, Lamaisa. Lamaisa, you learn the first Pasuk, Pasuk Yotes, that the Goel Adam is doing it. The reason the Braisa quoted Pasuk Chof Aleph is because Pasuk Chof Aleph, as we've been discussing, is Miutar. And so Pasuk Chof Aleph, you learn that it's like the Sifri says, and the fact that it says it twice, that it's Chiyuv Mises Beis Din, or the Braisa brings from Befago Bo, that the Beis Din, it's Mitzad Mises Beis Din, and therefore anybody does it. But anybody does it, Al Tzchiv Mises Beis Din. The Rambam is telling us Lamaisa. That's Pasuk Yates. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is telling us an idea. That it's emphasizing that, look at Pasuk Yates, and see that the Goel Adam is killing him, but what do you need Pasuk Yates for? And what do you look at Pasuk Chof Aleph, the Goel Adam is killing him. What do you need that for? You already have him Pasuk Yates. So even there, it's Mitzad Chiyuv. The answer is that Pasuk Chof Aleph is talking about Mitzad Chiyuv Mises Beis Din. That when the Goel Adam kills him, he's doing a Mitzad Chiyuv Mises Beis Din. If there is no Goel Adam, then anybody does a Mitzad Chiyuv Mises Beis Din. Even though there's no Goel Adam. The Rambam is bringing the Iker Mitzvah. So we understand why the Rambam brings a different pasuk than the Gemara. The Brayse is telling us a chiddush, an idea, a philosophical idea. But you know, when the Goel Adam is killing the person, it's Mitzad Mises Beis Din, and that's why he quotes Kof Chof Aleph. The Rambam is telling us Lamaisi, he's telling us the Iker Din of Goel Adam, that it's the Goel Adam who does it, Lamaisi who does it, the Goel Adam, so bring the first pasuk. And we also understand why the Rambam omits this Din of Beis Din Ma'amidim Lo Goel Adam. Because this is just a hagdarah unit. I mean, Beis Din's ma'amidim lo goel adam. That anybody does it, mitzad mises Beis Din. The Rambam doesn't have to tell us, because at the end of the day, who's doing it? A shliach Beis Din. So the Rambam says, lo ratza goel adam, Beis Din, mamisim etzeach besaif, a shliach Beis Din does it. Because at the end of the day, the person who's doing it is not strictly speaking a goel adam. He's just in place of the Gol Adam. He's a Shliach Beis. That's all the Rambam has to tell us. Okay, there's obviously a lot more to say. Can explain another halacha like that. We still haven't answered our question. Or have we? Why did the Rambam not enumerate the mitzvah b'fnei atzma of Hariga b'kol adam? The answer is there is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. What it says in Pasuk Yates. But there's also a mitzvah that's a prat b'dini Hariga tzaratzeach. Like we saw in the Braisa on Mem Hamid Beis. And that's included in the general mitzvah essay of Rigas HaRotzeach. So since Lemaisa, there's no din ma'asi in the mitzvah, in the separate mitzvah essay, because anyway he's chayiv al Rigas HaRotzeach, the Rambam doesn't enumerate it as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, because we already have it in the Harigas HaRotzeach. So according to the Rambam, when the Gol Adam kills him, he's also carrying out the din of Mises Beis Din. So the Rambam doesn't enumerate Hariga's Gol Adam as a separate mitzvah. The Ramban, as we saw, the Ramban argues. Ramban holds that it is a separate mitzvah. Why? The Ramban holds that when the Gol Adam does it, he's only doing it mitzvah the Gol Adam. He's not doing it mitzvah Mises Beis Din. When the Beis Din does it mitzvah Mises Beis Din. And when the Gol Adam does it, he's doing it mitzvah Mises Gol Adam. And even though the Gol Adam brings him to the Beis Din, according to the Ramban, but the Beis Din is only doing what the Gol Adam is supposed to do. It's the Gol Adam's mitzvah. So when the Gol Adam is involved, it's a mitzvah on the Gol Adam, so then one category, one mitzvah. And when the Beis Din does it, it's a completely different mitzvah, so the Ramban enumerates them separately. The Rambam says no. Not only that, the Ramban says that there's a chiv on the Gol Adam. Lirdof achorav, he runs away from the Beis Din. It's a separate chiv. The Rambam holds no. That the mitzvah of the Gol Adam is also mitzvah chiyuv Hariga HaRotzeach shel Beis Din. Even when he does it, he's still carrying out the Beis Din's chiyuv. And he also doesn't bring the chiyuv and the Gol Adam lirdof achar rotzeach. He just says that we have to, after he's mischayev b'Beis Din, the Gol Adam kills him. And now there's a separate chiyuv and the Gol Adam to run after him. So again, b'yisodo, even the Rambam agrees that it's a separate mitzvah. He agrees the mitzvah b'yad Gol Adam, but since the Gol Adam is anyway carrying out also the chiyuv Mises Beis Din, so the Rambam doesn't find it necessary to enumerate it separately as than the regular chiyuv Mises Beis Din. And we know that it's a chiyuv b'fnei atzma because the Rambam brings Pasuk Yates. He said Pasuk Yates is talking about the chiyuv b'fnei atzma. But he's not going to enumerate it because there's no Tosefes chiyuv. We already said you kill the Rotzeach, and who kills the Rotzeach? The Gol Adam, and he's killing mitzad Mises Beis Din. So therefore there's nothing added. He's saying that he's also killing mitzad Gol Adam. The Ramban says no, the Gol Adam is a separate chiyuv, that he actually has to run after him. And that he's not carrying out the chiyuv Mises Beis Din. When he does it, he's doing his mitzvah. And when the Beis Din does it, they're doing theirs. So therefore the Rambam doesn't bring it in the Sefer Mitzvah, the Ramban does. So that's a lot more to say, but Baruch Hashem B'siyata D'Shmaya, we learned Big Yisodos. Mishbizoch Elilmod U'lamed Lishma V'las L'kaim Is Kaldir Reis Salma D'Razi B'Ahava. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved family.